It has been another stormy summer day across eastern New York and western New England. Like is usually the case in these summer situations, the weather is variable, so it's stormy in some spots and not so stormy in others. The storms tend to be more scattered in nature versus a more widespread type storm like we often experience during the wintertime. So there are some scattered storms around. The rain was quite heavy this morning in portions of Vermont and New Hampshire where flash flood warnings were in effect. And some of the storms this afternoon are also heavy rain producers, so some localized flooding is going to be a possibility in spots where these downpours linger. Additionally, any of these scattered storms will have the potential to produce gusty winds and some hail. And of course, every thunderstorm has lightning, so do be aware of the weather in the coming hours as some more of these scattered showers and storms will come through. Any spotty showers and storms should wind down this evening, and you're probably noticing that the weather doesn't have a very humid feel today. It's somewhat muggy in many areas, but it's not that tropical feel. And with lower humidity, it's going to end up being a pretty comfortable night, especially compared to what we've been dealing with over the past week or so. Lows tonight will be largely in the upper 50s to low 60s, so you might be able to get by without the air conditioner tonight, at least give that a little bit of a break. Some patches of dense fog are possible late tonight into tomorrow morning, especially in the valleys and in spots where the ground is damp due to rainfall from today. And then tomorrow, we're going to catch a nice little weather breather, at least if you are not a fan of hot and humid weather, because we're going to see temperatures that are mild but not too hot for this time of year, will largely be in the upper 70s to low 80s tomorrow afternoon, which is quite nice. And the humidity won't be too bad. It'll be noticeable, but not super humid. And it looks like Thursday should also be a pretty comfortable day overall. There's the small chance for a late day thunderstorm Thursday, especially west of the Hudson River. Then there's a better chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms Thursday night into Friday. You're going to see the humidity go up on Friday, and then hot weather will return for the weekend. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, scattered storms ending, partly cloudy with patchy dense fog, a low of 55 to 60. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, mild and not too humid, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, scattered storms ending, partly cloudy with patchy dense fog, a low of 55 to 60. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, mild and not too humid, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the Southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, scattered storms will end, partly cloudy with patchy dense fog, a low of 58 to 64. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, mild and not too humid, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, scattered storms ending, partly cloudy with patchy dense fog, lows in the upper 50s to lower 60s. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, mild and not too humid, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Region-wide on Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds, maybe a late-day storm, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s, and on Friday, variably cloudy with scattered showers and storms, more humid with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.